I hope you're all enjoying your Passover week, and I pray that this special time of year helps you draw near to our God. The scriptures command us to show the story of Passover to our children. And there are many ways to accomplish this. At our family Seder, we ask several of the young people to share their thoughts on one of the plagues. It encourages them to prepare for the Passover and helps them to get involved in the Seder. The children research the topic and share it at the table. This proves to be a learning experience for the speaker as well as for the rest of the family. The first speaker this year was a 7-year-old boy who presented a summary of the plague of locusts. He wrote, "The plague of locusts was horrible. A small swarm of locusts has about 80 million locusts that can eat as much as 32,000 people can eat in one day. A large swarm can eat as much food as 81 million people can eat. Pharaoh chose to feed the locusts by not letting the people of Israel go. The plague of locusts devoured all the food, and that is why it was horrible." What a wonderful summary from a 7-year-old. The second presentation was delivered by an 8-year-old boy who chose the plague of blood. He wrote, "Tonight is Passover, and I'm going to talk about the plague of blood. If I were to drink some water and I saw it was blood, I would be so terrified. I would drop the cup and ask for some bottled water. But the Bible says that even containers of water turned into blood. It would be so bad for Pharaoh because blood is so gross. Plus, all the fish in the river died, so it stunk. I cannot believe Pharaoh went without water so long. If I saw Moses turn the water to blood, I would be amazed and terrified. I would have let the children of Israel go free and left with them too, because the plague of blood showed that God was there to fight for the Israelites. If the water all turned to blood, I would be so annoyed because water is very important. But I would try not to get too angry so God wouldn't send more plagues on me. Some people say that it will never happen again, but you never know what God is going to do next." Again, an excellent summary for an 8-year-old boy. I encourage everyone to involve their children in the Seder and get them used to obeying the commandment of Yeshua to prepare for Passover. Chag Sameach. Have a meaningful Passover.